Hunter fails to pay $125,000 in taxes as Joe Biden boosts IRS funding to catch wealthy tax cheats. By Wendell Hasebo on July 19, 2023. IRS agent whistleblowers told Congress that Hunter Biden failed to pay $125,000 in taxes from income received from Burisma Holdings. All while President Joe Biden supercharged the IRS to catch tax cheats upon assuming office. In 2021, Joe Biden almost immediately tried to increase IRS funding to cut down on wealthy tax cheats by hiring 87,000 new agents. "We have to rehire some IRS agents. Not to try to make people pay something they don't owe, just to say, hey, step up. Step up and pay like everybody else does," Biden said in 2021 at the White House. "Look, I really mean this. If you look at my whole career, I come from the corporate state of America. I just think it's about just paying your fair share for Lord's sake," he added. According to IRS agent whistleblowers' testimony before Congress on Wednesday, Hunter Biden refused to pay $125,000 in taxes that he received from Burisma Holdings, a Ukrainian energy company. The agents also confirmed that Hunter Biden could still pay that amount of money to the IRS amid Joe Biden's push to catch wealthy tax cheats. In addition, the IRS agent whistleblowers confirmed to Representative Michael Turner, RO, the statute of limitations to compel the tax payment was allowed to run out by the Justice Department. And since the statutes of limitations were allowed to run out, in order for him to pay this, he'd had to pay it voluntarily. Pay, that the government doesn't have a way to compel him to pay it because they've allowed the statutes of limitations to run out. So it's just not he got out of criminal charges, he got out of having to pay the tax. Right? That's correct, Agent Gary Shapley replied. And civil and criminal statute limitations have expired for that tax year. So he has in his pocket $125,000 of money that should have gone to the federal government as taxes. When in the state of Ohio you got an average family earning about $62,000 a household. That's like two full households of tax income that he got to keep in his pocket. The thing I wonder is that he could pay that today. Right? Voluntarily? Turner asked. Yeah, Shapley said. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.